My girlfriend and I, we were at the mall a couple weeks ago, and there was in the mall, there was this little three-year-old girl throwing a full-on tantrum. She was going, I do not want to be at the mall! I do not want to be at the mall! I do not want to be at the mall! Yeah. And when you're like us and you don't have kids, that makes you turn to your significant other and go, woo, birth control! pulling out, way out, yeah! And the other people in the mall were giving her parents the stink eye for ruining their tranquil and peaceful zen-like mall experience, as we all know that is. But not me. No, when I saw that little girl screaming like that, I smiled, because when I'm at the mall, that same tantrum happens in my head. Yeah, my brain turns into a screaming three-year-old with the body strength of a full-grown man. If I even hear the words Old Navy, it's over. It's over. Like, try it. Say Old Navy.
Old Navy.
No! Like, that happens. That happens every time. If I could harness that anger, that energy, I think I could be an Avenger. I'd be Tantrum Man. What's his superpower? He screams like a little girl till the villains can't take it anymore and they go home. That's all it is. Because my girlfriend knows I hate going to the mall. She knows it, but she will lure me there with ice cream. She'll go, hey, let's go see a movie, get some ice cream. And I go, is that it? Really? And she goes, that's it. And then as soon as we pull into the parking space, I hear, oh, you know, I really do need to go to Old Navy. And that's when I begin crying. As I fell forward again. See, I can't throw a tantrum in the mall like that little girl. She gets a spanking. I get a court date. It's different. So in we go, into the Banana Republic. I don't understand why you would name a store Banana Republic. That doesn't make any sense to me, right? Like, a Banana Republic is a politically unstable country that relies on a single export and has a large, impoverished working class. That's poor people selling the same crap every day who hate the boss. That's called mall. That's what that is. That's every store in the mall should be named Banana Republic if that's the case. But why name your business after its shortcomings? You don't walk up to your friend, you're like, hey, that's a nice ring. Where'd you get it? Oh, I got it at a Blood Diamond down the row there on the left. It's nice. You like this dress? I got it at a Chinese factory slave labor. That's cool. Hey, we should go get some lunch at Real Meat ? If I'm lucky, my girlfriend will go into the store by herself and I can go sit down in that pot of massage chairs that looks like a men's homeless shelter. Yeah, it's just dudes sleeping, just piles of bags. It's just a pile of plastic bags and broken dreams. That's all that's in the massage chairs right there. No good comes from sleeping in the middle of the mall. Have you ever tried it? Nobody ever tries the massage part. They just sit there, right? If you've never tried it, if you're ever curious what bruised ribs feel like, it's like being pampered by an angry street gang, okay? It hurts. The only dumber ones are the foot massagers. These, the foot massagers. Oh, is that a massage? That's not a massage. Have you ever been to a masseuse that grabbed your feet and went? What do you say? Higher, please? That's the only thing I can think of. You guys having fun so far? We doing good? Awesome. Thank you.